This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Lynn Neary in Washington. Neal Conan is away this week. While the nation's attention has been largely focused on the Bush administration's foreign policy, a major debate is shaping up over the president's proposal for sweeping changes to two big domestic programs, Medicaid, which provides health benefits to the poor, and Medicare, which provides health benefits to the elderly and the disabled. The two programs created 38 years ago have succeeded in providing coverage for millions of Americans who otherwise would have no health benefits. But the programs are enormously expensive, and while there is consensus that some changes in the program may be necessary, there's little agreement on the best way to do that. Today, we'll hear about the different ideas for reform, what the president wants, what states want, what doctors want, and we'll also hear from you. But first, we want to check in on a story that broke earlier today. The Supreme Court ruled in favor of anti-abortion protesters in a civil disobedience case that pits Operation Rescue and anti-abortion leader Joseph Shidler against abortion clinics and the National Organization for Women. Back in 1986, the racketeering and extortion laws were used in a case against the protesters. They were ordered to pay $258,000 in damages and were barred from interfering with clinic business for 10 years under a nationwide injunction. The federal extortion laws protect businesses from violent protests that drive away clients. In an 8-to-1 vote, the court ruled that the protest activity did not qualify as extortion, thus reversing the lower court's ruling and lifting the nationwide injunction. Joining us now to explain the consequences of this ruling is Jed Rubenfeld. He's a professor of constitutional law at Yale Law School, and he joins us from his office in New Haven, Connecticut. Thanks for being with us, Mr. Rubenfeld.
Thanks for having me.
So is this ruling a surprise?
Well, I wouldn't describe it exactly as a surprise. It's a narrower holding than some people have described it as. Let me just explain to you briefly. The Supreme Court today did not hold that abortion protesters could not be prosecuted if they commit criminal acts like vandalism or menacing or assault or attempted murder. Persons who commit such crimes in the course of protests can still be prosecuted, of course. What the Supreme Court held today was that the protests and those kinds of actions are not the crime of extortion. And the significance of that is that if these acts had amounted to extortion, that triggers the operation of a very special federal law called the RICO law, the racketeering law, which subjects people to punitive treble damages and subjects them potentially to nationwide injunctions. And that's what happened in the case that was before the court. Under the RICO law, because the abortion protesters had been found to have committed the crime of extortion, the district court trebled the damages against them and, more important, issued a nationwide injunction saying that Operation Rescue and anyone acting in cooperation with them could not protest at all at these abortion clinics. And while I am no friend of the kind of tactics that abortion protesters have used, I am no friend at all. It is, in a way, the court's ruling today a victory for free speech, because there is a danger in saying that protesting activity can amount to racketeering.
Well, what does it mean specifically for protests? What kind of protests now are allowed near and abortion clinics?
Well, protesters have to act within the law. They have to be peaceable. I mean, they are not allowed to menace people, assault people, damage property. This all goes without saying, and it's not affected by today's ruling. What happened was that because those kinds of acts were held to be extortion, this special RICO law was triggered, and the district court was able to enjoin the protesters completely. He said, you can't even line up outside the clinics anymore and in the way you had been doing. And there was a special kind of injunction against them, and that now has been lifted because the RICO law made that kind of injunction and the special damages possible. If the analogy would be, what about, you know, 30 years ago when people were lining up outside restaurants and other places that discriminated against black people? And what if their lining up out there caused people to stop going into those stores and eventually in restaurants and shut them down? Could those restaurant owners have sued and said, look, you shut our restaurant down. That's extortion, and you have to pay us damages, and you can be enjoined. And I don't think any of us would want the courts to say that peaceful protests outside of stores like that is criminal behavior and subject to being called racketeering. And so despite my great antipathy to many of the tactics that the anti-abortion protest movement has used, I support today's opinion because all it says is that that kind of protest activity is not extortion. Okay. And even when people commit criminal offenses and are prosecuted and punished for those criminal offenses, that doesn't turn the other people who are protesting into members of a racketeering organization.
Let me ask you about one specific tactic that has been used in the past, and that is interfering with women going into abortion clinics, trying to stop women from going into abortion clinics.
That is, well, of course, it depends on what they're doing. If they're trying to stop them just by, you know, walking outside with a sign, and someone says, "Look, that's interfering with my freedom to go into the clinic," they're probably allowed to do that. That's First Amendment activity. If they go up and walk up into a woman's face and scream at her and wave their arms and threaten her, even if they don't touch her, that's illegal. That's crossing a line. You can't threaten someone, and you can't give them reason to think they're being threatened, to think that they might be hurt. And indeed, some courts have said you can't even scream at them. That's already too much. You can't go in their face and scream at them, even if you're not physically threatening them. So, and those rulings are not affected by today's Supreme Court holding. That is, there's a lot of cases that involve just this question. Lines have been drawn about how far can the anti-abortion protesters go? And many courts have said, look, you can protest, but you have to stay outside of this perimeter. You cannot walk up into women's faces and scream at them. You cannot in any way intimidate them. And those cases all still stand today. They're not affected. All that's affected was one particular kind of case, which had held that these, as I say, to repeat, that these anti-abortion protesters were committing a special crime called extortion, triggering the RICO statute.
All right. Thanks so much, Mr. Rubenfeld.
No problem. Thank you.
Jed Rubenfeld is a professor of constitutional law at Yale Law School.